Grace, peace, and love be yours from the God who so loves this world. Amen. Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Mary's words of anguish echoed throughout my week and sounded a lot like our own. Jesus, if you had been here, my grandfather would not have died. Jesus, if you had been here, the Tree of Life massacre would not have happened. Jesus, if you had been here, those children at the bus stop would not have been killed. Jesus, if you were here, you would not permit any of this from taking place. Jesus, I want answers. Mary's cries are all too real in this world. Death seems so close, and God seems so far away. As Jesus approaches the tomb this morning, he sees the deep grave that's paralyzed Mary, Martha, those gathered, and perhaps sees our own grief. John writes that these emotions are palatable to Jesus, and that Jesus begins to weep. Jesus weeps alongside Mary, Martha, and the others gathered. He weeps for them, he weeps for himself, and he weeps at the death of his beloved friend, Lazarus. Weeping, true weeping, as many of us know, is exhausting. When we weep, we not only cry, but we sob, we sniffle, we wail, and often are paralyzed from doing anything else. Grief takes over our entire body, and sometimes takes over our entire life. It comforts me to know then that God and Jesus also weep. Each time a tragedy befalls us, God weeps with us. As our heart breaks, God's heart breaks. Our cries and wails are God's own cries and wails. I truly believe that God is present in our suffering, though I will always add, not the cause of that suffering. God, in those mindful moments, in the midst of it all, whispers us, I love you. I love you. But the story does not end here. God says, roll away the stone. Move the stone aside. Jesus enters into that tomb, and God enters into those places in our lives that are filled with death. We doubt, we fret, we do not believe, we even question. Is God truly here? Does God truly care? And God, through all of that, lovingly says, I have faith. Watch this. Jesus enters into that tomb, that place of death, that place that we're told smells incredibly bad, and says, Lazarus, come out. Lewis, resurrection. Irving, Melville, Rose, Bernice, Sylvan, Jerry, Joyce, Richard, Daniel, Cecil, David. Your story does not end here. Children, come. Take my hand. Let's cross the street together. The Lutheran liturgy is filled with these death images, so much so that the Lutheran funeral rite kept going through my head constantly during this past week. So as I read these words to you from that, place them on your heart and feel them in your soul. God of all grace, we give you thanks because by his death, our Savior Jesus Christ destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, He opened the kingdom of heaven to all. Make us certain that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love in Christ Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, unbind our grief and let us go. Amen.